On today's episode of Character Explorations, we are glad to welcome Dr. Adam Hoffman, Professor of Environmental Chemistry at the University of Dubuque, and Jackson Drobeck, a first-year student majoring in biology and a Wendt Character Scholar here at the University of Dubuque. They are talking and thinking together about civic virtues and the responsibilities of citizens in the United States. Thank you both for being here. We're very glad to have you.
Thank you so much for the welcome. We are so glad to be here. I'll get started right away. And Professor Hoffman, I'll ask you, like, what does it mean to be an American today?
Ooh, that's a really good question, Jackson. And as our topic today, we're thinking about civic virtues. So the big one that comes to me as American is responsibility. And really, Jackson, the interesting thing I think is I'm a 45-year-old professor who's just for the first time thinking about these civic virtues and naming them as such. But in our preparation for our chat today, you sent me an article or an essay you wrote in high school on civic virtues. So do you want to just talk a little bit about that, that fascinating look at civic virtues as a 17-year-old versus a 45-year-old?
Yeah. So in high school, I was selected as a writer for a scholarship, but obviously I thought of it as a little more because they kind of amped it up to be a little bit more. They said that this is very important and I should do research before. So, you know, obviously I did. They kind of stuck me in a room for 2 hours and they said, here's the prompt and let's go write. But it was talking all about what it is to be an American today and what I expect for my future in America. And I made sure to touch on topics and on virtues such as dependability, service, leadership, and patriotism. And I feel like being exposed to this early as a 17-year-old, like I wasn't even allowed to vote at the time, couldn't do any of that yet. But I feel like it definitely benefits younger generations if you are exposed to this kind of stuff early and being familiar with civic virtues early. So that was a cool experience for me.
And I think that's really neat, Jackson, because it really it makes me think about being proactive versus reactive with respect to these things. And I think one of the benefits of the Wendt program on campus is really being proactive in helping students name these things and giving a voice to some of the actions that they're doing. And I know one action, Jackson, that we wanted to talk about, you know, that I think sometimes gets lumped into civic duties is voting. So what are your thoughts as voting as it relates to a civic duty?
Right. So I feel like it's a very important civic duty, but you kind of got to break it down before you can go vote. I feel like a more important civic duty that you should have is to be educated before you vote. That's kind of like the baseline, the groundwork of your final vote. The voting process is the last step in being a civic person and having that civic virtue. So I feel like being educated, knowing what's going on in the world around you, what benefits, what population and everything else, I feel like that is something very important to know before going in and casting your final vote.
Oh yeah, that's really true. Because I like to think of especially in this academic environment that we live, that really we are in a quest for knowledge on some level, but with knowledge comes responsibility. And I think that's exactly what you're talking about as I'm thinking about some of the civic duties and in terms certainly as well as voting, is what knowledge do I have and gaining knowledge about particular candidates and particular issues that are important to me. But I think the next step in terms of civic duties are not only important to me, but important to the broader society. And I think that's an important thing as we think about looking at civic duties are the good of the many or the common good. So going from just like how I might relate to this candidate or how might this candidate be better for us as an entire group. So I think that's a really interesting thing to think about, Jackson. So Jackson, what are your thoughts about other responsibilities we might have?
So some other responsibilities that an American might have, maybe to volunteer or to protest or otherwise engage in community activities, maybe at a local food pantry or a homeless shelter, you know, the Humane Society, stuff like that. You can offer your time and your effort and maybe even some money to a problem bigger than what, bigger than you.
Oh, yeah.
So it goes to a cause bigger than you, and it helps the America today.
Oh, that's fantastic, Jackson. So just zooming in on one of those, let's talk maybe about volunteering.
Yeah.
So I know for WENT program, and lots of students, we have requirements to volunteer. So how do you think those requirements to volunteer might help build civic virtues as we know them?
Yeah, I think it builds, like, repetition, maybe. So like the more you volunteer, the more you're exposed to things and the way and the world around you. And then obviously that brings us back to our beginning topic of got to know the world around you before you vote. So I feel like, yeah, volunteering is a big one, I would say. Mm-hmm. I was going to say another like thing would be protesting and stuff like that. And it just being active and being consistent with that kind of stuff not only helps the world around you, but it also enlightens you to the world around you.
Yeah.
And that I feel like helps a lot. So do you, Dr. Hoffman, do you think that virtues drive actions or do the actions drive the virtues?
Ooh, I think that's a really good question, Jackson. And I think there's a little bit of chicken and egg to that question. And I think it almost gets to the point that you were making about volunteering. And I think sometimes we can have virtues that are kind of reinforced by actions, but sometimes our actions help us build virtues. So for example, I think it was really fantastic the essay you did in high school. And as we were talking about it, you said you didn't realize at the time you were necessarily talking about civic virtues, but now we're kind of putting a name to some of those beliefs and actions and foundational thoughts that you had. And I think that there's to some degree, those actions can be the same way. Like maybe we're just volunteering because we have to volunteer. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a service day on campus like we just had and we are volunteering. And I think those things can be helping to build virtues that we're not even aware of yet.
Yeah.
But then also at the same time, I also think we can be very open and honest with some of the virtues we hold, like responsibility or patriotism we talked about, right? So if I have that sense of responsibility, there are actions that I'm going to do because of that, right? So like, for example, I feel a responsibility to share the knowledge I've retained in my specific discipline. So I'm an environmental chemist, so I'm really passionate about learning about how the environment works. And then explaining that to others. That's my responsibility, I feel, that comes with that knowledge. So what that looks like for me is I engage in water testing throughout the county. And I use that knowledge in a variety of different ways. So I've presented to the Board of Supervisors, the County Board of Supervisors. I've served on the County Board of Health. I've served on the Resiliency Commission and the Sustainability Commission for the city. Right, so I feel like I have that responsibility because I have a skill set or knowledge that can be useful to the broader good. And I think in that instance, it is that virtue that's driving the action. But I think, but sometimes the opposite happens as well. I think that's the fun part of it is sometimes it's virtue driving action, sometimes action driving virtue. But either way, we're getting a good product. So on some level, I don't think it matters what came first, the chicken or the egg, as long as, both are there and present and helping reinforce one another.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that's a good question, Jackson. So I wanted to go a little bit deeper into the common good in terms of virtues are activities that are going to help the common good. Because one of the things that I like to think about just from my background is stewardship. And my favorite stewardship quote is that we don't inherit the earth from our ancestors, we borrow it from our children. So when I think of common good, I think, how can we make this place that we're in better for everyone still to come, right? Sort of leave it in a better place. So when we think about common good, I'm even thinking about like people that haven't even been born yet, animals that haven't even inhabited earth yet.
Right. So Dr. Hoffman, being an environmental chemist, and everything going on or that went on in Florida with the hurricanes, can you talk to me a little bit about that?
Sure, Jackson. I think that's a really good example of looking out for the common good, right? And I see a couple of different layers there. One is an environmental chemist. I feel it's my responsibility to spread the word about climate change and talk about kind of why we're seeing stronger hurricanes, more frequent hurricanes. That's one of the important responsibilities I have. But the other responsibility is just the common good to the people, of the United States and of the world in instances of natural disasters, right, is we have a responsibility to make sure that these people are cared for. We have a responsibility to donate time, energy, as money as we can to help them get through this. And I think it's really an important thing that we all should play a role in. And I think it's an important thing in terms of being a good citizen of America is take responsibility for our fellow citizens and do what's best for the common good of all of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's good. There's a stat somewhere. It's like, I don't know, it might be false, but it's like 80% people who vote early will be lifelong voters. So it's like you vote
get involved
with the things around you.
Right.
The more you will stay up to date with everything going right. on around you, which yeah. I think is pretty cool. So that's why I think it's a civic responsibility, especially for young people to stay updated with yeah. their surroundings.
That's the other thing that I think is really important is the realization that when your eyes are open to civic duties and responsibilities, it literally changes your outlook on the world. I mean, you can't look at stuff the same. Like a hurricane coming isn't just a crappy thing that happened to those people down there, but it's a call to action that we need to help our fellow citizens. Yeah. So I think that's one really important thing that I think has come about as our conversation, Jackson, and you helping me dig deeper in this topic is realizing the responsibility that we have to the world when stuff happens and stuff is always happening. And once you realize it's out there, your eyes are open and how you view the world is just fundamentally changed forever.
Yeah, I agree.
What a wonderful conversation today, Jackson. I've been so thoroughly impressed with, as an 18-year-old first-year college student, your ability to think through, discuss civic virtues. And I know I've learned a lot. And I'm super excited to continue learning about the process and how we can do better for the common good of the world around us. So thank you, Jackson.
And thank you, Dr. Hoffman, for your time today in discussing these civic virtues and in getting a baseline of what it is to be a good American, talking about being dependable, your service, volunteer work, leadership and responsibility in America. And one of our hopes today from this podcast is that you listeners will go out and do good in the world, whether that is voting, being educated before you vote, or donating to hurricane survivors, or just in general being a good, responsible American. So thank you all for listening.
Thank you both for your thoughtful insights and this wonderful, productive conversation that I hope will inspire people to consider their own citizenship activities.